Hello, Blue Jackets fans. It's time for CBJ Rewind, presented by Kemba Financial Credit Union. Here's Dylan Tyrer with all the big goals, great saves, and post-game comments from yesterday's Jackets game.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets shut out the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-0 to advance to the Stanley Cup playoffs for the fourth consecutive season. In the all-important Game 5, the Blue Jackets got offense early from defenseman Zach Werenski as he scored his first of this postseason at 6:29 of the first period to go ahead 1-0.
Blue Jackets inside of the Toronto zone. Wrist shot by Zach Werenski, and he scores! That one got tipped on its way there. It may have been Boone Jenner that tipped it. Or it could have gone off one of the Leafs, but in either case, the Blue Jackets are on the board just 6 minutes and 29 seconds into this game. It does redirect, and it winds up behind Frederik Andersen, and who cares how it gets there, just that it's there.
So the Blue Jackets would go to period number two with a 1-0 lead, and Jonas Korpisalo kept it that way with a massive save.
Now here comes Morgan Rielly. Back out to Travis Dermott. They want it down low into the slot. A one-timer by Matthews is stopped by Korpisalo. That puck started moving all over the place, and the only guy not fooled by it was the Blue Jackets goaltender. Jonas Korpisalo takes away a great shot by Austin Matthews, and it is still a 1-0 Blue Jackets lead.
And it would stay 1-0 going into the third period until the 11:40 mark when Blue Jackets rookie forward Liam Foudy added some much-needed insurance with his first career NHL goal.
Seth Jones pushes it ahead up the right wing side. Finds Gus Nyquist. Nyquist has a man trapped in the zone. Foudy had gotten shoved and was trapped in over the blue line. He resets, and Nyquist dumps it in. Liam Foudy in the right wing corner. He's got it. He shoots. And that's in the net for the score! Liam Foudy gets his first ever National Hockey League goal, and the Blue Jackets have taken a 2-0 lead over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Welcome to the show, Liam Foudy.
And welcome to the show indeed, because that was a huge, huge goal for the Blue Jackets that put them in control halfway through the third period. It forced Toronto to empty the net, and with 22.8 seconds remaining, Nick Foligno sealed the deal to make it 3-0.
33 seconds left. Bouncing puck behind the Blue Jackets net. Hyman throws it in front. Nobody there. The Blue Jackets have the empty net down to their right. Here comes Foligno. Delayed penalty. Foligno walks up and tucks it in for the goal. And I got two words for you. Series over.
So with that victory, the Blue Jackets advance to the Stanley Cup playoffs for the fourth consecutive season. They're set to face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning. After the game, Foudy talked about his first career NHL goal.
It was amazing. So, growing up being a huge Leafs fan, always going for them, and be able to come here and play in a series against them and beat them and score my first NHL goal, it's something I'll never forget, and it's a special moment. The rim just came to me, and there wasn't anyone there. I was all alone. I'm not quite sure what happened, and just picked it up and looked up and tried to see if any of my teammates were coming. Didn't quite see anyone, but I just tried to throw a no-look on net, and luckily enough, it went in, and it was a big goal for us.
Jonas Korpisalo turned in 33 saves, shutting out the Maple Leafs. And after the game, defenseman Zach Werenski talked about what Korpisalo and Elvis Merzlikins have meant to the Blue Jackets all season long.
They've been there for us all year, obviously, and this is what we expect from them nowadays. You know, every night they're in the net, we feel confident in front of them. You know, as you can tell, both goalies that played this series were a huge reason why we're here today, and it's still going on. So, like I said, it's what we expect out of them, and I think it's what they expect out of themselves, and you know, it's awesome to see, and like I said, we feel really confident in front of them, and they're doing that.
Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella said he was proud of his team after the Game 5 win.
It's a group that we don't do it easy, the easy way. As I said, I think to you guys earlier today, we just try to go out and play, and I'm proud of them. Corpy was outstanding, made some key saves at key times for us. But it's a good group of men trying to find their way.
So with the victory over the Maple Leafs, the Blue Jackets are now officially in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the fourth consecutive season. They'll face off against the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 1 of their opening round series at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Pre-game coverage will start at 2 on the Eldorado Gaming Scioto Downs Blue Jackets radio network. With your Game 5 CBJ Rewind, I'm Dylan Tyrer.